This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome to Sahaba Profiles. We continue the discussion on Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu an. One of the first 8 to accept Islam, one of those 10 who were given the glad tidings of Jannah, one of the 6 that Umar radiallahu an had chosen from amongst whom the next Khalifa would be appointed, one of those who was given permission to pass Islamic rulings, fatwa, while the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was still alive. His name before Islam was Abd Amr. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam changed it to Abdurrahman. He also made hijrah to Abyssinia, and then he came to Medina when the permission for hijrah to Medina was given. He was paired with Sa'd bin Rabi Ansari, who was prepared to share with him everything that he owned, and he was a man of great wealth. But Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu said, no, show me where's the marketplace, I'll find my own way in life. He went there, he started business until he had enough for mahar, he got married. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged him to have a walima, even if he slaughtered only one goat. Then he started making more money, to the extent he said, even if I were to turn over a rock, I would think that I would find gold thereafter. He participated in Badr, in Uhud, he suffered many wounds. You could put a fist into some of those wounds. He gave half of his wealth for one expedition, and that is when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, Barakallahu laka fima atait, may Allah bless you in the half that you have given, wa barakallahu laka fima amsakt, and may Allah bless you in the half that you have left for your family. He really reached the pinnacle of charity on the occasion of Tabuk, when money was really needed, when he gave 200 oqiyas of gold. Even Umar radiallahu anhu was stunned, saying this man has left nothing for his family. And then he had that great privilege of performing salah when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not be found during the expedition of Tabuk. And whilst he was leading the Muslims in salah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and joined the salah and led and performed the salah behind Abdurrahman bin Auf. Now we take up the discussion from there. After the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had passed away, Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu made it his focus in life to look after the mothers of the believers, all the noble consorts and spouses of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would see to their needs. He would go out when they would need to travel. He would make hajj when they wanted to perform hajj. And in many ways, he would send a lot of wealth for them, and he would see to them and assist them in whichever way he could. And many times Aisha radiallahu anha would make dua for him. And you could see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's supplication on his behalf had been accepted. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was granting him a lot of barakah in his trade. Scholars write that one day a big caravan of goods came into Medina. There were 700 camels. 700 camels. And those 700 camels were carrying the goods of Abdurrahman. Now, when those 700 camels came into Medina, it made a big noise. It made a big sound. People were like looking, and you know, people were amazed. And Aisha radiallahu anha asked, what's all of this? And they told her that these are 700 camels carrying the goods of Abdurrahman bin Auf. And that's when Aisha radiallahu anha said that, Barakallahu lahu fima a'atahu fid dunya. May Allah bless him in terms of what he has given him in this world. Wa la thawabul akhirati a'azam. But the reward of the year after is greater. And when Abdurrahman bin Auf heard this, he came rushing to Aisha radiallahu anha, and he said that, I make you a witness, all 700 camels with all of the goods and everything that they contain, I have given in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah continued to bless him. He became amongst the most affluent, if not the most affluent of the Sahaba. He used to spend, you know, day and night with both hands, openly and secretly. Scholars say he would spend, 40,000 dirhams of gold, then 40,000 dinars of, 40,000 dirhams of silver, then 40,000 dinars of gold. Then he would give 100 uqiyas of gold. Then he would send 500 horses he would donate to go out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And like this he would continue. When death came, when death was approaching him, he freed most of the slaves that he had in his possession. He made a bequest that from everyone who was still living, from those who participated in the Battle of Badr, they should get 400 dinars of gold. And there were 100 people still living who had participated in Badr. He then made a bequest for every one of the Ummahatul Mu'mineen for a great amount of wealth. And when Aisha radiallahu anha received it, she said, Saqahu Allahu min ma'is salsabil. May Allah let him drink from one of the fountains of Jannah. And then there was still so much of wealth left for his family. It is mentioned that he had 4 wives, and the 4 wives get 12.5% of the estate. And each one of the 4 wives got 80,000. 80,000, each one of the 4 wives. So 80,000 times 4, that just made 12.5% of his estate. People got tired in trying to sift his wealth and distribute his wealth after he had passed on. But the big thing here, the scholars write, is that wealth never changed him. It never changed him. It never had an effect on him, even though Allah blessed him with so much. When he would be amongst his slaves, it would be difficult to differentiate him from his slaves. And one day he was fasting and food was brought to him. And then he said, لَقَدْ قُتِلَ مُصْعَبُ بْنُ عُمَيْرُ وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّنِّي فَمَا وَجَدْنَا لَهُ إِلَّا كَفَنًا إِلَّا إِنْ غَطَّى رَأْسَهُ بَدَتْ رِجْلَهُ وَإِنْ غَطَّى رِجْلَيْهِ بَدَى رَأْسُهُ. He says that, you know, Mus'ab bin Umair was better than me. But when he passed away, we couldn't find a kafan, a shroud, that was sufficient to cover his entire body. And then he said, you know, I fear Allah is giving me so much in this world. It must not be that Allah is giving me my reward finish in this world, by means of all of this wealth. And then he started crying and you know, it really overtook him. And scholars write that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given him the glad tidings of Jannah. When he passed on, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu was the man who prepared his janazah. Uthman radiallahu anhu performed the janazah salah. Ali radiallahu anhu was the one who lowered him into the grave. A great, great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam indeed. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us with understanding. Sahaba profiles from myself, Sulaiman Ravid. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.